systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jumble. Today is Friday, June 10th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And it's a special Friday show because Robbie wasn't here for hump day, so he's back right now. And Robbie,
hey,
how are you?
Good.
Good.
He brought a girl. He's totally good.
Robbie, Kristen.
We have a random Canadian in the house.
Yeah. Hi.
What's your name?
It's Kristen.
Kristen. Yeah. Eyes of Chrissy from the chat.
Yes,
all the way here from somewhere close in Canada to experience this IRL. She's like, hey, the show... She emailed info@thejumble.com. She said, hey, the show is... it's all right. It's cool.
Meh.
Meh. You know, I've seen better.
I could take it or leave it.
I've seen worse, but I've definitely seen better. And I, to give it a fair shake, I would like to experience it IRL-AFK. So... Here she is.
No, she's not AFK now. There's a keyboard in front of
right.
her.
Right.
Right.
What does that stand for? Me living in a cave?
Away from cable.
Away
keyboard?
From
keyboard?
Cut. Away from Cox.
Yeah, right.
And
Cox
balls
is spelled with a C.
So how was your trip, Chrissy?
It was good. It was very gorgeous until I got like about 10 minutes away from here, and then it started raining. No, it was
no.
Can you say about again?
Hold, no, wait.
Yeah, I've addressed this one too.
Hold on. I have a whole sentence. I've actually... I've gone through the Canadian lexicon and I've constructed.
I have a southern accent, so don't feel bad. It comes out when I get mad. It's bad.
This may be the most perfect sentence in the world. I need you to say, I'm about to go to the house to drink.
Say it regular.
Drool. I'm about to go into the house to drink drool.
Okay. I'm about to go to the house.
No,
to
don't.
She put on an American slang. Don't do that.
Hi, everybody, partners. I'm
a
bow.
Being Canadian because we are very good at faking our
what
nationality.
That is. But you're lucky. Your heads don't do the trash can.
We're
thing.
We're like part American, part British, and. That's it. We're
so
just half and half.
How did... I don't even know how, like, that came to be. I'm really kind of...
Isn't it, like, French-Canadian shit?
I'm disappointed that, like, we conquered all of this. And there was, like, that whole big thing up there
right?
north. And we're, like,
we're
stopped.
Just chilling.
We got lazy.
We don't dig igloos down here. So
we're coming for you. We're coming. Is that what it was? They're like, you know, we're north here in Montana, and it's getting pretty cold. I'm guessing any far north that we go is... Probably gonna.
They were scared of the accent. They're like, I don't
want
Americans
say
saying a boot.
Hey, Bob, what did that guy just say? I don't know, Bill. That's weird. Listen to them. Tell them to say about.
Get some, hey.
About.
I don't even know.
Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, catch this ridiculousness. And you can call live 406-204-4687, of course.
Burger says, fuck French Canada.
Wasn't that wasn't it the French Canadians that got burned in Waco?
I have
we
no idea.
Coming out?
I have no idea.
Do you remember Waco? Does anyone remember
David Koresh? Yeah, yeah.
The charismatic lead. He should, if he had a podcast, I'll tell you what. It would have blown the charts up. Set them on fire. And then the FBI would have... Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Got a YouTube message. This is from FrickFrock999. Says, you guys stimulate and fondle my loins.
I'm glad.
That's the subject. I was like, I'm interested.
Okay. Got my
usually,
attention.
You know, we don't really... Once in a while, we read listener email and that shit, but...
I still get messages from my surgery videos.
Most
cool
of the time, though, I'm like, yep, great, delete. Yeah. But like... You guys stimulate and fondle my loins? Like, come up with a fucking subject line like that and you'll get your shit read on the show.
I'll read that. I'll take time out of my day. I'll poke around.
And then continue to, you know, verbally just masturbate our egos throughout.
So.
This is impressive. This may be the template for the perfect listener submitted email.
It's like ego porn.
I just wanted to say I've been listening to your show for a long time and loved each and every second of it.
Damn, because I didn't.
I also did not.
We were there.
Truth be told, I actually stopped listening around episode 200. Every time I hear your sweet voices come over my crappy dollar store speakers, I find a little more strength to push through the day. You guys are not just a podcast, but an inspiration to everything that is worth living for. Words cannot I am not making this up. I will post this. Words cannot express the joy and bodily fluids I've emitted while cranking up your show to volume 11 and having it rock my house.
Dude.
So not just my house, but any sense of fear and apprehension that hovers over me.
It's like if you guys' egos get big enough, maybe Dana will show her tits. Is it one of those situations?
It's like that game where you gotta like hit the keys a bunch, and then the dude's like Leisure Suit Larry, where you gotta get it going, and then
oh my god, dude.
We know the donations went to bribing this guy to say this.
Well,
simple you guys are broke.
That's right. Instead of like other shows that have their listeners donate money and then they get a shout out, I actually give listeners money to write emails like this because I can't write this. This is a work. Pure poetry. I might perform this Tuesday at Fat Boys for the first uncensored open mic poetry slam.
How about you guys just have banter and you guys are like yelling at each other and then I just step in and read this?
There's a lot of shows that are like that, so that's why I'm saying I don't know how he enjoyed every second of it, because we sure as hell didn't.
They're all good. Simple and straight, you guys rock my world. Anytime I need a bit of a push to do one of my candy reviews, I simply flip you guys on. I love you and always will, Sir Sebastian.
Aww.
That's
right. We're loved.
Fucking
A. Knight.
We are lovable podcast hosts.
I actually looked up his YouTube, and he wasn't kidding. He actually does candy reviews, which is fucking...
Pretty sweet job.
Nice.
I'm gonna need him.
Nice. I almost missed that. Nice, dude.
I'm going to need him to review the Starburst Gummy Sour... Gummy Burst.
Do we have some submissions that he could review next? Jam hole related?
The Hello Kitty Jelly Bellies. I'm going to need him to review those. And the the Sour Mambas.
I'm going to need you to review these.
Those.
Camera 2. Those are
product placement
and these.
Here.
And those.
And everything probably, I love.
And the not sour ones. And then you can make those all in a jam hole candy junkie video
we
review.
Should just get together a list of all the candies that we totally
we
love.
We just did.
No, I mean, we're missing the Jolly Rancher twosomes. Come on.
By the way, you could take Sour Punch straws and use those as real straws, and like the sour apple ones will make every drink you have slightly taste like sour apples. It's
yeah,
awesome.
I found that out when I was 9.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, some of us don't really eat sugar since we're fetuses.
I did it with...
some of our parents actually loved us. Yes. Like, dick.
I did it with Surge.
Oh,
I would
man.
Drink Surge through the sour candy apple, whatever, straws. They were so good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, you guys know July's, like, right around the corner.
You know, next month.
The middle of that month, around the 21st through the 25th, we'll be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee.
Boy, don't you know. We'll be doing a podcast there. It's going to be grand.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be...
It was like when we stopped in Minnesota, dude. That accent, it's like what it is, dude.
It's contagious.
Well, don't you know, we're going to go down to here, and we're going to wash our clothes, and we're going to go to the Mall of America.
You know what it is? You remember Bobby's World?
Yeah!
It's Bobby's fucking mother.
Dude!
Yeah.
It's Bobby's mom. And I love that, which is why I love
that
accent.
Show.
For as annoying as it is.
Just watching Fargo, so just seeing it for 2 hours, you'll still say it a little bit like
it's helpful with the blood and guts intermix there.
Dude, I miss that show, Bobby's World.
So, thejamhole.com/forums in meetups events. You can check out the post for this. All the details are there. We got an email about another show that happens to be based in Chicago.
Okay.
And we're going to be going to Chicago because that's where FG's at.
Right.
At FG Beats on Twitter. The beat maker extraordinaire.
Yeah.
My 20-year-old prodigy genius.
The producer.
The producer.
For our album.
That's awesome.
Beautifulness.
And yeah, so we, these guys, he said, hey, my name is... And I host a Chicago-based... I don't know if he uses his real name on the show. I listened to a little bit of it, but... we have on both local and national comedians, improvisers, artists, musicians, etc. In a recent show we did, one of our listeners mentioned in our chat room that you'll be in Chicago in July. I'm a listener to
Thanks,
the show.
Listeners.
Thank you, listeners. See?
Mm-hmm.
That was probably a listener on his way out. And he was like, shit, I better tell someone so right. it doesn't die with me.
Right. Share and share alike.
He just did. Thank you. That's how it's done.
Reach out and touch someone.
That's right. Cyber touch someone.
Touch their jam.
Show me on the pedo bear where you reached out and got touched. Yeah, he says, I'd love to connect with you guys and maybe have you in our studio. We've been podcasting a couple years, have been steadily picking up notoriety in the local market. I think we share the same audience, all that. So this is awesome because when we travel, like this shit is heavy. It's heavy.
And it's annoying to break down, dude.
And it looks like shit to blow stuff up with when you're going through an X-ray machine. Like, what is that?
Wires, cables, fucking clip cord
and
things.
It doesn't help that I use my suitcase and put a couple clothes in it and then all that shit. So they're like, you open it and it's like a shirt and a sock and like covering up all this bomb-making equipment.
I know,
it
dude.
It also doesn't help that you don't exactly look like upstanding citizens.
Yeah, right. Well, and then they're like, God, I don't see why you can't just suck my cock sometimes. Oh, here, two tickets, please. God, you're such a cunt sometimes.
Yeah, and she's like, fuck you!
Fuck you!
Security's like, is there a problem here?
I know.
Yeah, he's making bombs.
She has a bomb in her. Right. Both of us just dropped and arrested. But anyway, like, that shit it sucks to fucking travel with. And if this homeboy's got a studio, like, right there, that's awesome.
Oh, fuck yeah,
so
dude.
I'm gonna need you... Rye Bread Radio. I'm going to need you to bring your studio to the University of Milwaukee on Saturday, July 23rd, so that we can use it to do a show.
Now, I don't think they're inviting us to use their equipment at the college.
Right. They're inviting us because we'll be there a whole week and we don't want to miss too many shows.
Right. So we can do a show in their professional studio.
Exactly.
That'd super sweet. And he does a radio show too, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And it's a real studio.
Yeah.
No, I'm kind of excited for
What's
that.
What's that like?
Headphones, probably.
And then, to wrap up the listener submitted stuff for this week, you mentioned you were still getting messages about the cyst videos.
Yeah.
I got one here. This
it's
one's
a tumor,
from
not a cyst.
Ray Eakers, one, says, hey, watching your videos were badass.
Sweet.
I found out today that I have two cysts on my right ovary, being scheduled for surgery in 3 weeks. I've had 3 C-sections, so I'm hoping the pain won't be any worse than that.
Dude.
You know the pain that you felt after, like when you got home and your kids were there and you're like, God, I hate my life? It's going to be about like that. Won't be, you know.
No, because they're actually taking out the problem.
Oh, well, that's true. When you wake up,
Anyway. That was a low
The drainage tube scares the hell out of me now. But thanks for posting. Gave me great insight for what's about to come.
That should be the thing that you're scared of the most.
The drainage tube?
Yeah, because the surgery itself, whatever, you know, yeah, you're sore as fuck, but dude.
On the other hand, great drugs. They have a pharmacy from hell there.
Dude, the fucking drainage tube scared the shit out of me.
Yeah,
that's
when you're on great, you down from your high, you know.
You just killed my buzz. It drained out the tube.
Well, no, they wait for you to. They'll sit you in there with this drainage tube, you know, to drain out all the extra liquid or whatever, and then you're all doped up on whatever they give you, and they make you sit
like
there
pulling on it and shit.
Well, no, they make you sit there the entire time until you're done draining out, which could take hours, and by that time they're not giving you any more shit because you're getting ready to leave. So they want you to sober up a little, right? Well, by the time they pull that out, you're almost sober. And it's, like, ribbed. It feels like they're pulling out your intestines. When they pull it out, just imagine something in the side of your gut. And when they pull it out, it feels like this sounds.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh.
It's like Velcro.
It's like those straws, those old, like, big gulp straws that had the ribs on them and you could blow them and they were a whistle.
Yeah.
When you pull that out of the cup, that's what that reminds me.
That's what it is.
That's
dude.
Your guts.
It's coming out, and it's something in you, and you can feel it being pulled out of from your insides. Like, just like moving shit as it goes out. Like, that is and being swelled up from, like, everything that they had to do. Yeah, like, that sucks.
And at the end of it, they send you a bill for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's just, like, the icing on the cake.
Like, I paid for that? How much did you pay me for the ovary?
I am still getting bills for that.
I mean, you're gonna.
I know, right? You took my ovary
you're
to
gonna
play
get,
with.
You're going
to
get years of amazing medical science.
I know, right? You've got my ovary, a tumor. You've got fucking paratubal cysts to play with, some endometriosis you cut out.
That's like what a whole.
Fuck? I donated my reproductive system.
That's
to
a
your
whole
ass.
Reproductive lab.
I know.
Full of experiments.
A faulty reproductive system.
He's like, you guys have a food court, right? You guys have any, like, plates I can wash? I got the time.
I got the time if you got the eye.
That's right.
Burger says, what's worse than Danny's surgery? Matt's broken penis.
Yeah, that was pretty worse. The pictures of it posted all over Twitter about the blood everywhere. That was probably the worst.
I like the picture of you in the jock strap thing.
That's pretty awesome, too. Is that still floating around out there?
Mm-hmm.
Thought I got rid of all instances of that one. I imagine the link will be popping up in the chat in 3, 2.
I loved it because you had to pad up all that stuff. You know, you had like all this giant padding, so it looked like you had a huge cock.
Get your dick cut open and not pad it and try to walk.
Well, no, you're like wearing pants and you've got this.
I was trying to figure out how to jerk off, dude. Do you imagine? It was terrible.
Yeah, can you imagine
like a diaper.
Your girlfriend trying to figure out how to give you head when you have 5 stitches in your cock?
I'm like, just do it. Don't get the stitches caught in your teeth. That's
fucking
all I ask.
Fucking franking cock in your face. Like,
that's not foreplay.
No.
No.
It's five
Please
play.
Just do this. Just you have stitches in your cock. It's bleeding. Please just do this.
She did it, though. Gross.
True,
I didn't think she would. I was like, no.
Love.
This is really surreal right now.
That's love.
And I am really grossed out right now. Why are you limp, honey? Well...
No, you came. You shut your mouth.
I did. Yes. I was expecting it to, like, bust the...
I know.
Anyway, thank you for...
That's not love.
Thank you for taking us back.
That's not S&M. I don't know what it is.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Happy GLBT month to all of our gay, lesbian, bi, and transsexual jam hole listeners, jam holeians.
Oh. Hey, yeah.
If you mark other...
Happy Burger Day.
Happy Burger. It was my brother's birthday a couple days ago, so happy birthday to him.
Oh.
But not as happy as the GLBT month. Happy, like, I mean it because gay means happy. Like, I mean it. Happy GLBT month.
Oh.
Fags.
Gay.
GLBT. That's cool that they get a whole month, though, you know? It's not like even just a GLBT week.
When straight month. All the other 11 months.
Yeah.
The rest of the year. That's sweet.
Like MLK, like Black History Month, like when's White History Month? Oh, the rest of the year? Oh, God.
That's fine. So, I have... Do you know what frequencies are? Do you know...
Yeah, like...
Burger says,
waves and shit?
Speaking of gay, when is Robbie going to show us his huge cock? Chrissy... Is that true? Have you guys had... Let's talk about that. Hey.
We got more pressing matters than my
check
cock.
Check this out. Did you come here, like, for that? That... For that?
Well,
you guys met on the internet, right?
Yeah.
You've never know... You didn't know each other before that?
No.
Okay.
Actually, Robbie came down to visit me twice before this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how cool I am.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm more special.
First, first impression when you first drove over there,
and
you saw her.
Where's all the cities?
Like, wow, South Park wasn't kidding. There is one road in Canada.
If you go to Lethbridge through Eureka, okay, you're halfway there. You still got another, like, 150 miles.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll hit a sign that says Lethbridge, like, 15 miles. And you're like, yeah. And then Lethbridge, 5 miles. And you're like, yeah. And then there's nothing. And then there's, like, a middle like nowhere bar. And I had to stop. And it was like, where the fuck is this Lethbridge? And they're like, are you
this
kidding me? It's another, like, 100 miles. It's really misleading. I don't know why they did that.
Oh, Robbie, those are kilometers, not miles.
No, kilometers.
Those are kilometers.
Still, that was a long way there. We had misleading signs on the way.
Fucking metric system, such bullshit.
I know, right?
Yeah, and there's no cops though. That was cool. All the way across, halfway the country. Like,
well, they don't
the
have
country.
Cops there.
They're
right,
mounties.
They're and royal.
You can outdrive a guy on a horse.
Fucking A, you can.
Right?
1 horsepower.
Yeah,
or 120. So, how long were you there for the first time?
Like 4 days.
Was it
days,
just
three days,
first day? You were here for a day.
In the mic.
Oh yeah,
in the mic.
I drove however many
grab
miles.
Grab the back of her head and in the mic.
I drove a while for a day, which was silly, because that's I had one of those why nots.
Just
moments.
Around, like in circles.
He's just like I'm going.
I'm gone.
Yeah. I felt like you get cabin fever in Montana, man. Like you need some adventures.
I did the same thing when I was dating that guy Bill in Missoula, and I'd actually never been to Missoula at that point. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going. I wanted to see him, and I just drove and followed the stupid signs and found it. And I was like, I'm here.
There's definitely a gauntlet of police doom between here and Missoula. Like these small towns just waiting to snatch you. For those who haven't made that drive, but
thank you.
Just sharing. If you're going to Missoula.
So, so you originally went out to see her. How many times have you gone out to see her?
Twice.
Twice?
And sex the first time?
first 5 minutes, like our date?
Fucking the whole 2 days? Was there coitus the first trip? Are you a 3-day kind of girl?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever brought up sex amongst you.
You feel uncomfortable talking about
this. I don't think gentlemen speak of such things.
This is the jam hole, sir. You should have known that when you bring a female friend that came here to see you from Canada,
well,
we were going to pry.
See, we actually planned this whole thing out.
You guys should, you guys should have like a waiver sign for anyone that comes to join. They have to sign.
It's on the door.
It's on the door when you walk in.
Do you see the note? It says quiet recording.
They just wrote that, by the way.
You walk in here.
We gotta go smoke a cigarette.
When you walk in here, you give up your rights. That's
all
it is.
It says quiet, recording in progress. Yeah, you just assume that that's all the time.
Yeah. So what's the deal? What's the story?
What's the deal?
What's the deal with internet dating?
Spill it. Spill it. We gotta.
Do you guys have Skype sex?
You guys are fans of the show? Robbie's always on the show. This is Eyes of Chrissy from the chat. People are into that. They want to know what's up.
Knocking boots.
Look at it.
All four listeners.
It's really cool to get to meet.
That's not us, by the way.
And that's embarrassing you?
It's really cool to get to meet, you know, some of the people from the chat. And when we get to, and they're here, and
we
can talk to them.
Embarrass the fuck out of them.
That's right. We have to make you feel as awkward and uncomfortable as possible.
This right here is why nobody calls the show.
Right?
Like, uh-uh.
So
can I just pretend that like there was a horrible farming accident, and so just like I can just pretend that there's no, I can't even talk about sex.
Burger,
it's
basically
a subject.
Burger. He says he doesn't have a large cock.
I'm like a Ken doll.
What that boils down to.
He got it caught in a wood chipper.
And then a Munich.
So you guys have the floor here.
Did you say Munich, by the way?
A Munich.
Okay, I was gonna crack.
I probably did say Munich.
So
he's German. It's German.
Yeah.
So you guys got the floor here. Elaborate.
Take
it away.
He is never coming on the show again.
I know, what the fuck, man?
Sweating bullets.
Cat in the corner, man.
It's fun, huh?
Man, we talk about his dick surgery. I had a tumor in my junk, and like we talk about our weird.
Yeah, but that's just because that shit's funny.
That's not funny.
This is just weird and awkward and sad.
We have had some serious,
whoa,
really not cool things said on the show about us. So, you know, it's not that embarrassing. You know, when you listen back, you're going to laugh
your
ass off.
It's not like
it's
going to be on the internet
forever. If I can divulge, I will say.
Is that helping?
No.
She's got a kicking body. Nice. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. It was a little interesting. When I went to visit her, her roommate is her ex-boyfriend.
Nice.
Who's like, was still in the process of moving out.
Does Skype
get so he was like in the next room.
Does Skype get free calls to Canada? Because I want to call him right now.
Can we? Do you know what? Is that possible?
I'm totally kidding.
Awesome.
That would be awesome.
No, you should totally do that. That would be funny.
I would love to. Oh my goodness.
That would be really funny, yes. Actually.
I'm going to get so charged for this call.
I don't care. I'll fucking pay for this.
It'll cost you.
Let's
extra,
do it.
This is
better.
It's
only a few bucks.
It's totally worth it. He's so awkward.
Yeah.
It's
this guy, he needs a hug and he doesn't know it. He's the kind of guy.
Stick up his ass times 1,000.
Yeah.
Write the number down and pass it to me unless you want it on the internet.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, were we doing anything while he was in the other room? Like, is that too much? Were we just?
So there was coitus the first time. Okay,
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
I don't know. I just remember it being a weird time. I think it was just warm in a room, and I like wasn't dressed or something.
Well, I think the first time you came, I don't think he was around. It was the second time you came and you stayed for a week.
Whoa,
he,
so you came twice?
That's what I was going to say.
I visited twice.
visited.
Yeah.
Sure.
Words are confusing.
Wanky, way English, fuck, right, guys? I'm in my writer.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
It was,
Sparks the first time or what?
Yeah. Love it. It was interesting.
Did you drop the L bomb?
It was interesting.
I like you a lot.
You got some things going for you.
I like you on Facebook.
I've almost said that with guys, you know, in bed, and I go, I love your cock. That's, yeah, I'll do that. I love
feels.
Having sex with you.
I love it when things I say is not reciprocated.
Right.
Crickets, anyone?
It's really cool though. I've never seen you with a chick and stuff, and so it's,
yeah, honestly,
it's awesome.
we had a pool going. We kind of thought you were gay.
Really?
What? Just because I won't show my cock?
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm the asshole.
It's the flamboyant. You know?
Is that weird?
I call it exuberance.
You're gay because you won't show your cock to a dude.
Gay guys call it exuberance.
Yeah.
Just saying. So. I thought maybe, but I saw that you were still a bro.
But she showed me the lights.
Right? Did you bring our friend back? Is that what happened? You brought him to the light.
It was
the dark
because
side?
I brought up the dad transvestite line the first time I came on, wasn't it? The cherry blossom. Just because I saw this.
I don't know his name is Colton. I don't know if we should call him and then start out like we're some sort of. Like,
you've just won $26 million.
Then he would hang up if that were the case. Oh, we need to.
Can we pretend like we're the authorities? Like no one hangs up on a police officer.
If you guys are quiet, I will call him and say that his mother
just died.
Asked for me to call him because she was
concerned that
he's
gay.
He's living with his mom now, though. That would be okay.
Oh, she's
never,
no.
Call up and pretend like you're a game show.
What was it?
Like the intervention thing? I was thinking.
Like we are a podcast that's online, and we were going through email addresses that frequently visit our site, and you were the 1,000th click on this whatever thing, and I need to get your info so I can send you our awesome top prize.
People hang up on info though.
Like do something stupid like
what?
That.
People, I think that people hang up when they hear we need your information. They think credit card information.
I don't want his information.
What if you just say that you're randomly calling?
What if it's your voice he hears first?
Yeah, no, he won't
no,
hang up on you.
No, you know what
really.
You should do?
He won't
say
hang up
that,
on you.
I won't say anything. I'm not here.
Say
I
that a
I don't
fan.
Know. That's a good question, because right now...
When's the last time you talked to him?
I don't know, about a week ago, but it was fairly hostile. Like, he's completely deleting me off of Facebook and...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
maybe,
but it's not... It
let's
never
just
ended on
call
bad
him,
terms.
Man.
Say
just
that,
weird.
You know, a fan of the show, Eyes of Chrissy, has submitted your information to win this top prize thing.
Ah, nice. That would
like,
be awesome.
Do something like that.
Or like a dating website.
Yeah.
Like, we just noticed you registered.
She submitted your information for Douche of the Year.
Can we, do you have software? Do you have software that makes your voice talk like this?
Wanted to get
and just like pretend like don't hang up or I'll slit your throat and just
we,
like
we
act
wanted
like
to get
you're a stalker that will kill him.
We wanted to get confirmation scared. That you really are a douche so we could give you the prize of Douche of the Year. Some shit like that. Like you were submitted by so and so. I don't know.
Oh shit. Time
make up something cool. I can't really think of anything.
I'm just gonna do it. And sorry, I thought you had the camera on. They were like
this whole time the camera's been on?
Yours was. Ours were on, but yours was off.
Oh, okay.
It's on now.
Yeah, all Burger, right. I showed my cock like 6 times, man.
You missed
should've
it,
been,
dude.
Should have been there. Okay.
All right, we'll call this motherfucker right now.
Yeah.
Sweet.
What's his name?
It's Colton.
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 Like the coffee shop. Like the coffee shop. No, it's
there's a coffee shop named fine. Colton?
Please check the number.
Oh, I don't think we can make international calls.
Yeah, you can. On Skype?
On Skype, yes, you can.
You can
if you have a subscription.
We have a subscription.
Microsoft owns Skype now.
Didn't
I don't know.
Don't we get calls from, like, Germany and shit?
I send no answer. No. That's when they Skype us. Oh, Skype no. to Skype, not Skype
we
to
might
a
have
phone
number.
He changed his number. Hold on.
Oh.
I will be able to access it because I'm a genius.
Do you know his mom's number? Because
I'm a genius hacker.
I'm
well, that would have been fun.
It will be fun.
It will be.
We'll come back to it.
We'll make
wait.
It happen.
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
All right. That, fair enough. You know we were talking about Bitcoins the other day, and you were like, so what can you do with them?
Yeah, yeah.
And we were like, one Bitcoin is worth $7. I think the latest check, one Bitcoin, $27 now.
Hmm.
Really?
You know what's driving that?
The people that own Bitcoins?
Well, besides that, no. Have you ever heard of a website called Silk Road?
No.
It sounds familiar, actually.
Silk Road.
That sounds like kind of like a lingerie store.
This is pretty amazing. Basically, you can buy any drug you want online using Bitcoins through Silk Road.
Including illegal drugs?
Probably mostly illegal drugs, Robbie. I don't think you'll find life on there, so if you want to get high on that faggot shit, you can just leave.
Hey, that's what straight people apparently.
So this is an article from Wired. I have the actual website here if you guys want to check it out. If anyone has Bitcoins, I'm working on a way that we can accept them as donations.
That'd be
that
super
would be
sweet.
Pretty.
So why hasn't the authority crashed
because
down on
it's
them?
A website.
Yeah, but they can still bust you if you're doing something illegal. Like if I had someone locked in my basement
I don't know.
And I was like, give me money or I'm killing this woman, like they would find me and arrest
I'm
me.
I'm sure that they're not saying, oh, you know, get a kilo of pink Peruvian dust for such and such amount of money. They're probably
using
saying,
code?
You know, like, oh, something. They're using code words, I guarantee.
Code words.
Pictures of drugs.
Like, When I used to get a bag of weed, I'd call it fishing tackle.
About 3 weeks
fishing gear.
About 3 weeks ago, the U.S. Nachos. Postal Service delivered an ordinary envelope to Mark. Just some dude named Mark.
Okay.
Inside was a tiny plastic bag containing 10 tabs of LSD.
Fucking A.
If you had opened it, he says, unless you were looking for it, you wouldn't have even noticed. Mark's a software developer. He ordered the 100 micrograms of acid through a listing on Silk Road. He found a seller with lots of good feedback who seemed to know what they were talking about, added the acid to his digital shopping cart, and checked out. He entered his address and paid the seller 50 bitcoins, untraceable digital currency, worth around $150. Yeah, back when you wrote this in on June 1st. That's so awesome. 4 days later, the drugs sent from Canada, by the way.
Yeah.
Holla at you Canadians. That's a boot, the coolest thing I've heard all day. Arrived at his house. Quote,
no dude about it.
Mark's
no dude about it.
Mark says it kind of felt like I was in the future. Silk Road, FYI, a digital black market that sits just below most internet users' purview. It does resemble something out of a cyberpunk novel. Ordering fucking drugs online, yeah.
Nice.
Sounds like something out of an awesome novel. Shit.
Fucking A. I want bitcoins now. I want to go
shopping. Sounds like it's like, you know, World of Warcraft money or something.
So right now, if you went up there, well, on June 1st, if you went up
gold.
There, you could get a gram of Afghani hash, an 1/8 ounce of sour weed, sour 13 weed, okay. 14 grams of ecstasy, 1 gram of tar heroin.
Oh my God.
A listing for Avatar LSD includes a picture of blotter paper with big blue faces from the James Cameron movie on it.
Oh
in
my God.
3D. Whoa.
Wow.
You ever looked at your hands, man?
On
3D.
Oh, yeah.
The sellers are located
so
all over the
no
world.
Blow?
A large portion from the United States
blows.
And Canada.
What? That's stupid. There's no cocaine.
That was back.
Thumbs down.
I'm sure there is now.
Yeah, that blows.
I'm liking it. I'm uninstalling that from my brain.
Just watch though, like you're making the FBI like start to look at them because of this episode of the Jam Hole.
Yeah, right. No one
this is the
to
one
us.
That gets red flagged.
No one right. listens to us. How many times I got to say that? And with how many freaking show titles that have like rape involved with it? Come
every
on.
Every time.
We
got
to interrupt.
Got
we have to interrupt. We're golden. We're motherfucking good on
oh, nice.
Call.
Got the number.
What? All right.
This
all
is
right.
what he gets
pass
for Facebooking his new digits.
Oh, where'd that paper go?
Here. Have
no, it's Colton, not Coulter. I misspoke earlier.
Coulter Coffee?
No, it's not like that. It's Colton.
Oh, not Colt. Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
That might come into play.
Can you make... Do you need an invite? Is that how it works? Burger in the chat says they're trying to take down the website like other websites in the past with ICE. That's like... that's when they were taking down that one. We talked about it a while ago. They took down one domain, but that domain was a host, and it had a bunch of other domains, and one of those subdomains was the one they wanted to take down, but they didn't do that. They took the whole main domain down, which took everyone else down, and they were pissed because they were legit websites that, you know, conducted business.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They were fucking pissed. I want an invite to this. If anyone is in the know, I didn't know you needed an invite. I thought you could just roll to it. I'll trade you 3 ILT invites. For one of these Silk Road invites.
Nice. So 500 episodes plus, have you guys ever done a prank call before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I felt really original at first.
No, nice. No. Almost.
Can we put... Oh, wait. Yeah.
We'll finish this and then we'll call him.
Okay.
So he says, even Silk Road has limits. You won't find weapons-grade plutonium, for example.
Fuck.
Its terms of service ban the sale of anything whose purpose is to harm or defraud, such as stolen credit cards, assassinations, and weapons of mass destruction.
And yet you can OD, so you could technically get harmed by the heroin.
That's harming yourself, though. It's victimless.
Well, there's a victim is yourself.
But that's... you did it to yourself, so it's your fault. The fault can't be on the victim.
Hmm.
I mean, unless you were asking to get raped, then sure. But, I mean, you got to
shouldn't have said please.
You got to beg for it. Yeah. Getting to Silk Road is tricky. The URL seems made to be forgotten, but don't point your browser there yet. It's only accessible through the anonymizing network, Tor. So you got, oh, that sucks. You have to set up a Tor router to fucking get to it. Which, I mean, that's it. That's not that hard to do, but...
That's a small price to pay, I think, than yeah. like, finding some guy in the corner.
That's how they don't get in trouble. Hmm. Tor bounces traffic through everyone who's on that network, if I understand it right. Hmm. So one comes from everyone, basically, and they can't say it was you or it was you.
Gotcha.
It anonymizes packets. Once you're there, it's hard to believe it isn't simply a scam. Such brazenness is usually displayed only by those fake online pharmacies that dupe the dumb and the flaccid. There's no sly Craigslist-style code names here, but while scammers do use the site, most of the listings are legit. You could even say, too legit to quit.
Too legit to quit. High five,
MC Hammer. Mark's Acid worked as advertised. It was quite enjoyable, to be honest, he said. They also talked to a Connecticut engineer who enjoyed sampling some Silver Haze pot purchased off Silk Road. It was legit, he said. It was damn beast, the best pot I've ever seen. That's amazing. They do it like eBay or Amazon, using a trading system that allows people to say, yeah, would do business with, again, A++++.
At least it's not an auction, you know? You
don't right, to... that would suck. Yeah. All the heroin junkies, like, outbidding
you. 2 cents, motherfucker!
Ah,
I love that I'm the one another, to get the heroin.
I bet a blowjob. I suck your dick, give it here. One happy customer wrote, profile, excellent quality, packing and communication, arrived exactly as described. 5 out of 5. 5 stars.
It'd be crazy if it got, like, super viral and all of a sudden there's, like, zero drugs sold on the street. Like, everyone uses it universally. And then the government pretends like there's just no drug use. Just like, down to 0%. We won the war on drugs.
Yay. Except that we're all high as fuck.
Yeah.
Our community, this is an anonymous administrator from Silk Road. He says, quote, our community is amazing. They're generally bright, honest, and fair people, very understanding and willing to cooperate with each other. That's how we are. We're just nice people. It's cool. We're all
high. Can't we all get along?
Sellers feel comfortable openly selling hardcore drugs because the real identities of those involved in the transactions are utterly obscured. If the authorities wanted to ID Silk Road's users with computer forensics, they'd have nowhere to look. Tor masks the users' tracks on the site. As for transactions, Silk Road doesn't accept credit cards. Bitcoins only.
Of course not, dude. Credit cards are way too traceable, and that's going to get them all in trouble.
Bitcoins, this guy describes it as the equivalent of a brown paper bag of cash.
Fucking A.
Do you think that this might mean there's going to be more stick-ups to, like, the UPS truck drivers? Like, give me all the shit in the back. I know you hold it.
Unless they, which I doubt they do, unless they have their own personal... courier system, bike messengers or whatever the fuck. Like, yeah, I'm gonna guess. Burger says, how can they force you to use Tor to Ace's Silk Road? It won't let you in. That's quite the URL though, but it won't let you in if you're not on it, I don't think. I don't know. It launched
Is it
this
like ILT, how it has a fake front and everything.
It's like I look what he posted in the chat. Is that the URL? IANXZ6ZEFK72ULZZ.onion.com. That's crazy.
It's through the onion.
Yeah, it launched in... No, it's not. Don't say that. It launched in February, has represented the most complete implementation of the Bitcoin vision. Many of its users come from Bitcoin's utopian geek community and see Silk Road as more than just a place to buy drugs. The administrator cites the anarcho-libertarian philosophy of agorism. Quote, the state is the primary source of violence, oppression, theft, and all forms of coercion. Stop funding the state with your
corrosion.
Tax dollars. Coercion. Not corrosion. Let me say that again. Coercion.
Okay.
Can you say that, Chrissy? Coercion.
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 Like coercion. Yeah. Who's counting, really?
Get it right. God. God.
English majors.
Yeah. That's amazing. Stop funding the state with your tax dollars and direct your productive energies into the black market. I fully agree with that. Mark, the LSD buyer, had similar views. He says, quote, I'm a libertarian anarchist, and I believe that anything that's not violent should not be criminalized. Right?
Yeah.
If you're hurting yourself, then that's your fault.
At the very least, we need to stop having drug conviction people be the same, like in the same prison as violent people.
Yeah, because you're turning all of those people into violent people just to survive.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up, because if you live that way for a certain amount of time, that's how you are now.
Dude.
And there's no coming back from that. You drop the soap in prison and have Bubba Sparks pound your behind.
Well, he warned if you killed someone on the first day, but then you're stuck in the system because you killed some guy.
I like the first comment. No plutonium? Damn it, I'm never going to get this DeLorean back to 1955. Yes. It's so amazing. So, pretty sweet. If anyone has an invite to that, that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, Matt will suck certain things.
I will let Robbie suck my cock if you... Come on. Come on. Seriously? Alright. Tell me a joke, Robbie, while I dial this number.
Okay.
All right. Never mind, I'm done dialing. I'm gonna call this motherfucker right now if I
build
can
up to it.
Shh.
Tell him, yeah, leave a message.
Yeah,
leave a message and tell him that.
No, because that's going to put his whole name and everything out. No, that's fine, whatever. I didn't want to talk to you anyway, Colton.
You know, how about this? We keep that number, and we'll try to get on
every
the next
episode
show.
Until we win.
Right. He's probably like,
and you know what? It'll give us more time to think up an elaborate story. Yeah. Like something completely off the wall and believable at that. Maybe research what he's actually into.
Oh,
and
we social engineer something
please,
out of him?
Let's do it.
Is he rich?
Stalk him on Facebook.
Yeah, get his Facebook.
Is he
find
rich?
Out the games he plays. Say, hey, you know, in Farmville or whatever, you got this and, you know, we got your
that's
info and now
is,
we're
is
calling
like,
you.
He's not going to answer the phone if it's a weird number.
406-204-466.
Can you like befriend him and then like slowly earn his trust? And so like
how much
knows
time
your
do
number
we
call?
Put into this? Where does it turn into a crime? I think we're right what she was describing. That becomes that's criminal.
But it'd be hilarious. It'd be worth the laugh, as I'm saying. I think that you could get people to donate to your bail.
Yeah, it
you
was
know,
worth
if
a
it
laugh.
Was funny enough.
It was sure. worth a laugh with that chick that fucking played as a fireman to win over some other chick's heart and like do you remember that story?
Who? No.
The chick that pretended she was a fireman.
Yep, yep.
And made the other chick fall in love with her. Okay. And all this crazy shit. She comes to see her and finds out she's not actually a dude. And, like, there's no people. Like, there was, like, how long was it? Like, a 3-year fucking relationship or some crap?
She drug it on.
Yeah.
On.
And made her believe. And, like, she, like, moved out there and everything. Or, like, went out there or some crap. Spent a bunch of money on it. And, like, everything was a lie. Like, everything the girl had told her about. The friends and family. The man character, everything was a lie.
After a 50-year anniversary, talking, like, I don't even love you. It was all a joke.
Are you talking about a movie? Sorry, I missed that.
No, like, not Catfish.
No, okay.
It was just like that.
It was
okay.
Totally real. Like, this lady just
well, so
bored
that,
housewife
but,
and
yeah.
pretended she was a dude, and that's that.
Oh. Huh.
That's what we said to her. Like, dude, this is exactly like Catfish. Holy shit. It's awful. Fucking amazing. So, I have an interesting... Is this... This might just be like, duh, but a study came out and it said that schoolyard bullies are 4 times more likely to abuse their spouses as adults. Like when they, is that, like if you're a bully, is that common sense? Like you got paid to study that? Like, duh. They're also going to turn out to work at fucking McDonald's and raise like
right?
8 kids. I didn't have to do a study.
It's a procrastinator study, you know, like. He likes to get paid to study, but he doesn't want to do it till.
That's weird time. Though, because I almost would think maybe it was the opposite, because when they're bullies as kids, don't they usually get in more trouble? Which, well, maybe that makes it worse. But like the respectable kids, when they start getting in trouble for that, they'll stop. But
I guess it depends how severe the abuse is. You know what I mean?
And what like, their parents are like. I guess
yeah,
if the parents don't
they
give
want,
a
just,
fuck.
They're just like whiny about it. They're just like, "Fuck you, mom and dad. Do what I want."
This was in the Journal of Pediatrics. 1,400 men surveyed between the ages of 18 and 35 at a, quote, urban community in Boston. It found that men who recall being frequent bullies in school were 4 times more likely to beat the holy fucking shit out of their annoying wives. Individuals, quote, who are likely to perpetrate abusive behaviors against others may do so across childhood into adulthood. Would it be weird if they kept beating on kids, but they're like full grown ass men? Like, So I'm such a bully. I had a disease. Can't help it.
Give me a candy.
Yeah, give me your lunch money, you little bastard. Dad, stop it. Whoa.
Don't even talk to your dad. I could kick your dad's ass.
The study also found a link between bullying others at school and perpetration of intimate partner violence. It's like choking a bitch during sex.
Did you choke her?
She liked to be choked.
Into the choking game? She's not into that.
You want to play a game? The choking
game. I have bruises on my chest.
That's from your big, giant, floppy tits hitting your chest when you walk.
They're not floppy at all.
They are a little bit. They're floppy like my balls.
Just a note, if you really want those breasts in your life, you should probably compliment them more than insult them.
Floppy tits. Floppy tits are awesome. Floppy tits are great.
Don't even call them floppy. Where the fuck do you get that? You say, baby, your titties are the best I've ever seen. Yeah, they're not great. Floppy. They are perky tight and awesome.
Okay, you... Earmuffs? Do I lie to her and say that they're not the best? I'm like, they're good.
You just earmuffs.
If you want,
they're good.
You're not getting laid, just pretend, dude.
Like the negatives are things you dig. Like I just love how they drag in the sand behind you. Like,
I know. I love.
I dig that shit.
I love how when I slap that ass, like your tits make my
jiggles.
Name
it's
in the
good
sand.
For me.
It's awesome.
It's hot.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, just kidding. These tits are not sagging in the least. Thanks.
Hey, bras are awesome. High five.
Even bra off.
I know. I know. I know.
So stop saying that I'm ugly. And
actually,
nasty.
It's a proven fact that if women wear bras while they're sleeping, it actually helps them keep them perkier for longer.
My hairdresser in Florida did that. She wouldn't do anything without a bra on. She kept it on in her sleep. But she had little boobies too, though. I don't think that works with bigger boobs because I think
you can't do that as the boobs are growing because then yes, they will stop. Boobs are like goldfish. If they're in a large area, they'll grow big. Why do all fat chicks have fat tits then?
Why do I have fat tits?
Because you were a stripper.
If you leave the bras on long enough, ladies, can you get bra claustrophobia where they just feel like confined?
Dude,
in a really
okay,
terrible
when
way?
You when you've been wearing your bra all day and you've been working and sweating and stuff, dude, when you take that thing off, it is like the best feeling in the world. So yeah, it's a little uncomfortable and stuff, a little claustrophobic, whatever. You're a little crammed, but at the end of the day, it's worth it. Fucking worth it. So good. But see, like, I don't understand because I've never been bigger. I've never been I wear a 36 double D. How fucking hard is that?
It's fucking
hard.
She
knows. She's got to know, right? Like a 36
what
double
are those?
D? Those are so fucking hard to find.
What are
They're 36 D.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, keep at it.
Thanks.
One day.
Hey, those are a little easier to find, so lucky you.
Yeah.
Dude, trying to find... It's always like...
Can you guys trade bras?
38s or 42s
Probably.
Or 48s.
Right now.
I'll pop out of it.
No, like seriously, right now.
I'll be popping out of the thing. It'll be like Jim Carrey playing on the dude... Yeah.
By the way, I have to say, she just wrote to Colton saying, hey, my phone is acting up. Can I call you from Skype to figure out bill stuff right now? This is a proactive team player, if I've ever seen one.
Nice.
I'm a genius. I told you guys.
Genius.
Yeah.
Will... Can I tell you, this is the irony of the week right here. Okay.
Okay.
I saw today. Do you know who Lucky is?
No.
By Sykes. Lucky.
No.
All right.
He sounds like a Sykes kind of guy, though.
I saw a bum wearing a jacket, and on the back of the jacket, do you know what it said?
Give me your money.
Bum.
Are you serious?
I was looking at it like...
He's proud.
Mind blown, dude. Like, Lucky, where did you get that fucking jacket, dude?
I made it.
Right?
Do you remember bum clothing? B.U.M. bum.
Holy crap.
I was just... Wow. I was, like, drowning in the sea of irony. I was like, damn it, Lucky! I know you. I know, Lucky. I know.
It would have been even more awesome if he stole that jacket.
Okay.
It wasn't even this.
And then, I wish we did a show Wednesday, because this is all Wednesday stuff, and we apologize for missing the Wednesday show. But there is this lady, and I've talked about this before on the show. We get into Jesus conversations, and she has sores all over her face. And, like, the last time I was there Thursday, I saw, like... She has this pinky nail that is just sharp as fuck, and it was covered in blood, and she had like a hole in her cheek.
Oh no!
And like
she's a picker.
I'm
huh?
a fucking picker, but like
she's a
digger, dude. But so
seriously,
this conversation, wow. You guys, the jamhole.com, we have a wish list that has a pinhole camera on it, and I would
you
get.
Know, I would gladly pop out my eye to have that chick's eye from Doomsday.
I would get arrested.
I have no problem with that. My left eye barely works as it is. Let's see that.
For what
Fuck
I'm going
the
to
pinhole
do
camera.
With this camera. But she tells me that she was out working on her yard, and it was a nice day out, but then the frequency hit her, and it took her breath away, and she had a hard time breathing. She said once they shot her with this frequency and almost knocked her off a bike, her Ooh. Bicycle. They, and I really am curious who they are, they can do this from very, very long range.
What?
They
Who's
can,
they?
That I, right? I wish I knew. They, I would like to talk to them.
Is there an agency somewhere called They?
I don't know.
It's an acronym.
I need to know.
What is They that they stand for? And this frequency just like knocks her around, and she can't go outside sometimes. Mm. And she, but like she believed, like she was. Yeah. You guys, I need this camera so bad. I can't even begin to tell you how much trouble I'm going to get in at work. If I have this camera, I just...
How much trouble would I get into at work, dude?
Probably
like,
none, because no one listens to the show where you work.
Oh, right.
I saw... I was outside of the... Well, I don't know what to call this. People that go fight in war and then come back, and then they have the place that they can go to get treated. I was there today. And there's this guy, and like I'm walking in, and he's kind of staring at me, and I kind of flip him the head nod, like sup, you know, sup,
yeah.
Hey, Robbie, sup,
so,
sup, hey, Chrissy, sup,
sup.
I flip him the head nod. Hey, Danny, sup. And he's like, I'm like, how's going, sup, and he's like. You know, not too bad, except for all these cock-sucking Christians. Loud.
Whoa!
Like,
awesome.
Loud.
Whoa.
And I stopped. I was like, I know, right? And he's like, I fucking hate these cock-sucking Christians. I'd rather hang out with the niggers. And I was like...
Oh, no.
I know, right? I can't say anything because I'm at work. Like, I don't want to be...
Yeah.
He's like... He says something about the Christians again. He's like, yeah, I don't believe in that faggot shit. And I was like, hey, that makes two of us.
You go,
and
girl.
He fucking smiled. It was so creepy.
That's so great, dude.
Just, like... I get we live in a pretty protective outer ring of mountains here in this valley
buddies.
That most black people
I'd rather
dare
hang out with the niggers. Really?
Wow, dude! Like, I wanted to give him Lucky's bum jacket, dude. I will tell you something.
Oh my god!
It was so great. And funny. I would like to mention, Skilo is in Montana.
I know.
Which just brought the black population up to 11. So hey,
Yay.
Hope you stick around, yeah. Skilo.
Is that 10 white people that converted to blackdom?
No, these are legitimate African Americans. Okay. Yeah.
You know, the guy who sang that song.
He's.
I wish I was.
How do you get from. He was on MTV. That song was so fucking popular.
Yeah.
And then he was a VJ. He was a MTV VJ. He was in some TV shows and he did a couple of movies, but not
really. How do you
really
get there to
any...
playing. What, is he playing at the Eagles or some crap over here?
With Filth and Fell. Nickleby and that and his
is he just washed out? Is he
and
like Vanilla Ice now or what?
I don't know.
Well,
I was gonna
go. Habits to, you know, you got bills to pay and you got habits. You know, you'll take a paycheck.
Well, he's
paycheck.
Coming out with a new album, I guess. But
has he had an album since then?
He's
probably not.
I want to start like the biggest rap beef in this valley has ever seen. But
go over there and battle rap him.
No. I mean, just what I'm gonna say now that. He's also being open for some of the people that were at the 404 rap show that we did. If you go to thejamhole.com/404bonus, you can see all the footage. There's no footage of these gentlemen, like, for a reason. But Backstreet Boy hip hop, like that's all I could think of, and like words, maybe write different ones in a different order,
and get a guitar. CeeLo's opening for them.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking like CeeLo.
He was awesome.
He was, well,
not crazy say awesome, but he was hit. There.
I liked that song for sure when I was a kid. Yeah. I ripped it off MTV and put it onto a tape and then shared it with all my friends.
Well, hell yeah.
Fuck you.
Wish I was
Suck on that RIAA.
Yeah.
But then I think he done fell off, right?
Probably.
After that.
I think so.
Well, if you want to like convince yourself you're big and you're not big anymore, you just go play at the Eagles.
In Montana, but better. I wanted to go to this. There's nothing happening out here.
Why are you here?
I wanted to go to this. I wanted to take pictures and film it. But okay. They want $15 at the door. Are you fucking kidding me? For Mad Style 54, Filth and Fella, and CeeLo? Who? Like, CeeLo, cool, but I'm not paying $15. Sorry. I just... Backstreet Boy...
Can we give him bitcoins?
I will give you a fourth of a bitcoin.
Right.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe we will go to this if we get $30 donated.
It's happening right now. Oh. And I'm...
Damn.
Just carry in some jam hole equipment. They'll think you're part of the crew.
Just roll
right?
in and be like,
roll in with some recording equipment.
The rap talent's here.
Yeah. Right. I'm an artist. We're performing
an artiste?
I'm CeeLo.
I am CeeLo.
I'm CeeLo's...
I'm post-op.
Cousin. Drilo.
From the lighter side of the family.
Yeah.
Pilo. That sucks. All right, and you know, we're running out of time. I have something I needed to talk to about. Fuck.
Do it.
Okay, well, the Tennessee, we talked about how they were doing that, the you can't watch Netflix on your friend's account or whatever. We talked about that, and then we talked about the recording artist's house burning down for karma for all these bad record label lawsuits and everything. Well, now, the same guy that, like, headed that up, Bill Hasselam, the governor there, now he has a new law that's going to make it a crime to transmit or display an image that is likely to frighten, intimidate, or cause emotional distress to someone who sees it. Violations can get you almost a year in jail or up to $2,500.
But there's such a gray area.
No.
Where, you know, if you're easily disturbed, you know, I could just, you know, have had a bear.
Unicorns disturb me.
Yeah.
So now all the uniporn guys have to get put in jail. Can you do that, though? Can you regulate the internet, being a governor? Like,
no,
can you make that law?
No, you can't do that, dude. Because, I mean, happy kittens are going to offend somebody.
For that woman that got, like, her face mauled off by a chimpanzee, that was real.
Frightened
Oprah,
me.
If she goes on, like, a dating website just trying to find love, she's going to get arrested.
She's going to get made the
Straight
fucking
up,
fool shit. Of.
But yeah, but
yeah,
this
she's
law
offending
also put
me. Look at her face. She's offending me. It scares me. It scares my children.
I mean, they even say on a news event that talks about it, it's like, you might want, if you're easily disturbed, you might want to look away. And then they have a shot of her face.
But that's so okay, right?
No, it's not going to be okay because it's going to be
No,
offensive.
This is only online. That's what I'm saying. Can he regulate
she's
the internet?
She's going to be online. Like he said,
if she goes to a dating website, she's fucked.
Yeah, because
not
that's
like they would accept her because they're really stringent.
Well,
yeah, we got standards here.
The Tennessee legislature has been busy updating its laws for the internet age, and not always for the better. Like we said last week, the subscription entertainment service, theft of service law, the ban on distressing images, which was signed, of course, by the governor, Bill Hasselam, is also an update to existing Tennessee law that already made it a crime to make phone calls, send emails, or otherwise communicate directly with someone in a manner the sender, quote, reasonably should know would, quote, cause emotional distress to the recipient. If the communication lacked a legitimate purpose, the sender faced jail time. So is that everyone who sends a spam message? There's no legitimate purpose for that except to make you money.
They just have some empty cells in the prisons, and they're like, you know what we could do?
I could have sworn we were overcrowded, but what do I know, right?
Yeah. Just triple bunk them.
You guys are sharing bunk beds.
Yeah.
Sweet!
Yeah. I'm the big spoon.
Oh, dude, I haven't heard anybody else say that in so long.
Wow.
I want to be the big spoon!
You don't want Bubba being the big spoon, though.
No.
He's already big.
Bubba's big spoon comes with a big kickstand, if you know what I mean.
When we sleep at night, I'm always the big spoon. It's quite cute.
I just like what that vagina feels on my butt.
Oh. I thought you just liked the knee and the ass thing.
No, no, no. If you think that sounds...
you grab my knee and put it in your butt sometimes.
Sometimes. It's just in the butt cheeks, because I like to keep them open to allow airflow.
Oh.
You don't want that getting all moldy and shit. You don't want to grow shrooms in your ass. I'm just saying.
I'm not eating ass shrooms.
That's right.
They probably won't make you trip. Probably make you feel a little shitty.
We'll see.
No! And that sound means it's the end of the show.
Yeah. She ends on...
This...
go ahead.
This, if you think it sounds unconstitutional, yeah, it does. A constitutional scholar, Eugene Volokh, points out that just how broad this legislation is. He says the law doesn't require that the picture be of the victim, nor would the government need to prove that you intended the image to be distressing. He points out that a wide variety of images, pictures of Muhammad, a blasphemous joke about Jesus fucking Christ, or harsh cartoon insults of some political group could, quote, cause emotional distress to a similarly situated person of reasonable sensibilities. Right.
Right.
He calls the bill pretty clearly fucking unconstitutional. Another provision of the legislation governs law enforcement access to the contents of communications on social networking sites unless you access them through SSL. That's fucked.
But this law actually got passed, too. It's not just a prop.
This is, like, happening in Tennessee.
It just suggests that the legislators don't even really read shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, yeah, I'll sign, whatever.
Marijuana still kills people? Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Well, wait, it hasn't killed anyone ever? Fuck. We look like real fucking big liars, don't we?
I love my job.
But it's kind of like, so you take, when, like we were talking about in Detroit, or in Michigan, that when people are getting pulled over, the cops now have the cellubrites, which is what they use, if you guys didn't listen to that episode, it's what they use when you take your phone to the Verizon store and they copy your shit over real quick. The cops have these now, and they were taking people's phones. And so if you take that on top of this, now they can access your shit. Regardless of if you were accessing it through SSL, because they're not hacking it. They're logging into your account with your login credentials because it was on your phone and it's not encrypted.
Damn.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Can you imagine, like, the shit some people put on there? Like, if they everyone would know that your dick actually swings to the right and not the left like everyone else's.
I'm a righty. I know.
Righty tighty, right? All right.
Yeah.
And that sound means it's the
should
end
we,
of the
should
show.
Should we end on a joke? I'll do a
do
joke.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Oh,
do
please.
We, first of all, have I done the three Robbie. Senile old man joke?
Can I talk about a guy who played Russian roulette with his dogs?
What?
No? Yeah, we got time.
Oh, is that? Oh, did that get your attention?
Is it did, actually?
It was a dude in Indiana, of course. And his Russell, his Jack Russell, he lost, actually. The dog did win. And Russell Little suffered a fatal gunshot wound to the head while in his backyard. The man's wife, who was not identified because she was completely fucking embarrassed, told the police he had been depressed and drinking moonshine at the time of the incident.
Bubba wants to play a game.
Moonshine? I see you eyeballing me, boy. Dog? Little initially put the gun to the dog's head and pulled the trigger several times, but nothing happened. He then got tired of that, put the gun to his own head, pulled the trigger, and boom goes the dynamite.
It would have been crazy.
Boom goes the dynamite.
It would have been crazy if this happened in Tennessee and he filmed it just because he was that drunk and he survived the gunshot, but then he got arrested for disturbing people on the internet. That could have happened.
Wow. Yeah. All
that right. Sucks. So have I done the three senile old man joke on there?
No idea.
Okay. These three old guys in a retirement home want to go back to living on their own, and they head to the place. He's like, look, we'll have a head shrink come out. If he says you're a sound mind, you're free. And they're like, oh, okay. And the guy shows up. He's like, look, no big deal. I'm just asking you one easy question. You get it right, you're out of here. What is 2 times 2? And first guy's like, 274. He's like, no, it's not 274. And he goes to the second guy. He's like, I heard you, pal. You're not here. And come on, what is 2 times 2? And he goes, Tuesday. He's like, it's not even Tuesday today, but no, the answer's not Tuesday. And he goes to the third guy, he's like, come on, what? You hurt both your friends, so just tell me, what is 2 times 2? Guy's like, carry the 4. He's like, of course it's 4. Now just tell me how you came to that conclusion. Simple, I just subtracted 274 from Tuesday.
Oh my god, dude.
Amazing.
I love 274
from Tuesday.
That's awesome, Robbie. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
There's a link I just posted in the chat. This is satellite imagery. Aerial images, maybe not from a satellite, but aerial images of penises.
I was going to say, I'm like, it says penis in the link. So
from
I'm
Google Maps in 2009. Millions of people have seen them. Best prank ever. You can see those penises from space.
And they're on top of buildings and stuff?
No, they're mowed into the grass of very large fields.
Oh, no. That sounds like Lorena Bobbitt.
Awesome.
Shit. I'm going there right now.
They're called the Fairfield phalluses, which dominate grassy sections of the college, seem to have been created with a grass-killing herbicide. Ooh. Leaving the distinct outline of...
That's awesome.
The cock and balls.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
So great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Acting principal said the school had literally tried to cover up the issue. I don't know what that means. Like with a big
the
giant artist condom.
Kind of sucks.
No, those are perfect for like chalk outline dicks.
Well, yeah.
Those are some good dicks.
Good dicks. One of them is like abnormally long.
Someone should have went there and like drew the outline of a condom, but then didn't fill it in. And
right.
Then,
it gets hailed as the 10th wonder of the world. You know?
All of the Asians flock.
Yeah.
Oh,
you American have a humongous penis.
Oh, Gojira. Gojira penis.
You don't know what we saw. You don't know what you've seen.
Oh, God, dude.
I have an idea.
Oh, God.
Are we,
go ahead.
Are we done? I thought you had an idea.
I was waiting for it.
Oh, Burger says just as huge as Robbie's cock.
That's right.
Don't you ever forget it.
That's why I don't go around naked outside, because the satellites are watching.
Fucking frequencies, man. Knocking my breath away. Shit.
That's creepy.
Fucking shit. Yeah,
it must
it?
Be a bitch
Fucking
to
big
tuck
brother.
In. Just saying.
That's awesome.
Just wrap around like a belt. I don't need a belt. Terrible.
Dick hang low?
You don't know. I'm from Texas. I actually like lassoed her down when she like ran away in fear.
That's awesome, Robbie. So
graphic,
thank
actually.
You.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. It's been a slice of heaven. Chrissy.
Yeah.
And your eyes of.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming from Canada.
You're welcome.
Sweet shit.
It was
Dana,
fun.
Thanks for coming home sometime before midnight.
Yep, thank you for being a complete asshole and
hey.
Still...
Yeah, thanks for the floppy
all in a day's work. Yeah.
I don't understand. He loves me, and at the same time,
work.
He's a complete douche.
I know. I'm a very complex person. I have many sides to me.
He has the fear of being a nice guy and her just being like, you're fucking boring. You're an asshole. That worked out well.
I know, right? I know what women want. They want to be fucking abused. You're a piece of shit, and your vagina stinks. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Wow.
All right, email info at thegemhold.com. I'm just kidding about
Good
your
luck
vagina.
Later.
But you are kind of a bitch.
That's why there's a couch.
She knows I love her. Email info at thegemhold.com. Thegemhold.com is our site. You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687. And fuck, we'll see you guys Monday. Peace.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam.